thank you very much for giving the floor. And please, you shall have in front of you the draft report of the Group of Experts on Energy Efficiency on its 11th session. We continue the practice of the Group of Experts on Cleaner Electricity Systems, going through the language and highlighting only those parts that have been changed, proposed, added. So in the opening remarks, we note that the Group of Experts underscored that the integration of expertise from different areas should be prioritized to promote comprehensive solutions to the energy transition, and recommended continuing a collaborative format while ensuring a balanced representation of the subsidiary bodies, of the Committee on Sustainable Energy, the committee, in their future sessions. Are there any comments or reactions to that? I see none. Continue. The results of the election will be reflected in accordance with the decisions taken on the respective agenda item. Then item number four, implementation of the work plan. The addition reads, the chair also noted joint activities undertaken with the other subsidiary bodies of the Committee on Sustainable Energy and cross-sectoral collaboration with the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, ECE, demonstrating the importance of interdisciplinary collaboration. The following expert discussion addressed issues surrounding the acceleration of just and equitable energy transition, unlocking the potential of digitalization in enhancing the efficiency and resilience of energy systems, promoting renewable energy and energy efficiency through overcoming barriers, including regulatory barriers, investing in capacity building and regional cooperation, establishment of stronger links between energy policy and mechanisms for financing energy infrastructure, notably monetization of the positive externalities of increased efficiency, flexibility, and resilience of energy systems, thus valuing the benefits of decarbonization so that to link it to energy performance-based finance or other forms of financial innovation. The participants also discussed gender equality and intergenerational justice. Gender equality and intergenerational justice into consideration. I see no comments or reactions. So we continue. There is the paragraph on interventions by the member states was struck out because there were no actually interventions by the member states. The recommendation. The Group of Experts, item B, underlines specifically the role of digitalization in the energy sector transformation as means for a better integration of renewable energy, for improving energy efficiency, supporting better coordination for water and land management, and overall achievement of Sustainable Development Goal 7 and other goals in relation to energy. To this end, welcomed the activities and cross-sectoral research work undertaken by the Task Force on Digitalization in Energy. Fine. Go ahead. Item C here, but the numbering will certainly change. Therefore, urged further coordination between the subsidiary bodies of the committee to enhance the impact of joint initiatives, particularly in areas such as e-mobility, digitalization, and systemic efficiency. Recommended that member states support these cross-cutting activities by contributing expertise and resources to joint projects. Then a proposal from as it's bracketed, so the proposal from the Russian Federation follows, highlighted the need to continue studying systemic efficiency in the energy sector, focusing on regulatory changes, considering ongoing changes from the point of view of systems theory and identifying factors and criteria for the transition from individual patchwork efficiency improvement to systemic, including in the context of the pursuits of carbon neutrality and the development of renewable energy. I'd like to, the Secretariat would like to underscore that the text is reproduced as received. And will be edited accordingly when finalizing the document. Item 7, agenda item 5, increasing supporting energy efficiency improvement and decarbonization in industry. Item E, that's the proposal from Ukraine, acknowledged primary importance of industrial energy efficiency measures towards impact reduction of energy intensity of economies and increasing resilience of the energy systems. Accentuated on the importance of addressing complex risks and security issues for implementation of industrial energy efficiency measures, specifically in the context of ECE regional threats posed by the war unleashed by the Russian Federation against Ukraine, suggested application of guarantee-based financial instruments for de-risking and boosting capital investments towards supporting implementation of industrial energy efficiency. That's the one contribution from Ukraine as received in square bracket similarly. So any comments, reactions, please? I see Russian Federation would like to take the floor, please.